Madam President, at the outset, let me congratulate you on your appointment as the president of this conference and assure you of Afghanistan's full support and cooperation in your presidency. Madam President, I have the honor to present the achievements of the Government of Islamic Republic of Afghanistan in fulfilling its commitments under the Protocol 5 of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and the challenges it continues to face. Exclusive remnants of war are still one of the main causes of civilian casualties in the country. From January to October 2019, 1,052 civilians have lost their life due to ERW and improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. 46.6% of this is attributed to ERW. 77.8% of ERW casualties are children, unfortunately. The latest data in the information management system of mine action shows that an area of 330 square kilometers are contaminated with ERW, of which 182 square kilometers is based on the preliminary reports and needs further assessment and survey. In addition to this, 631 square kilometers of abandoned fire ranges are also contaminated with ERW that needs to be cleared. Madam President, Protocol 5 of CCW came into force in February 2018 for Afghanistan. Since February 2018, Afghanistan has taken effective measures to implement its obligations under Protocol 5. Recently, the Mining Center of Afghanistan, in collaboration with security ministries, has drafted guidelines for implementation of Protocol 5 of CCW. The draft guideline will soon be finalized and sent to the Office of the National Security Council and to the Office of His Excellency the President for approval. The document will outline the following responsibilities with regard to the implementation of Protocol 5. Establishing increased coordination between security ministries and institutions for effective implementation of Protocol 5. Emergency clearance of ERW from conflict-affected areas after cessation of fighting. Inclusion of necessary information and training for the implementation of Protocol 5 in the curriculum of the security ministries. Gathering and exchanging information, both within the security ministries and with the mining center, on the presences of ERW in conflict-affected areas so that the information can be entered into the database. Facilitating access for mine action NGOs to the areas which are contaminated with ERW for survey, clearance, and priority setting. Madam President, to deal with increasing challenge of ERW in the country, the Demining Center, with support of donors, has established 13 quick response teams in all seven zones. These teams will work under the supervision and leadership of the DMAC regional offices. Since 2012, DMAC has activated a 24-hour hotline so that people can report the presence and landmines and ERW as well as accidents. Quick response teams play a key role when it comes to collection and destruction of a spot ERW in the country. With the help of the 24-hour hotline, 9,504 ERWs in various parts of the country have been located and destroyed. From January to October 2019, the center has collected and destroyed 314,835 explosive remnants of war. Madam President, Afghanistan would use its utmost effort to implement Protocol 5 of CCW. However, there are still challenges in regard to the implementation of Protocol 5, which I mentioned here. The ongoing war contaminates more areas with IEDs and ERW. Access to areas contaminated with ERW often becomes practically impossible due to ongoing war and conflict. Due to lack of funds, NGOs and government are unable to reach every part of the country in order to clear the ERWs. At the end, I want to welcome Benin as the new member of the conference, and I want to thank you, Madam President.
I thank the distinguished representative.